Yeah, well, the biggest seems error of this game engine, this experience engine, seems to be the perversion of purposeful action into what we call work. In terms, something is what becomes work when it's no longer purposeful action, when it's no longer satisfying, when it's no longer a means towards some objective, when it's simply an end, becomes an end in itself, which is what slavery is. Slavery is when people merely working without achieving any objective and with no objective in sight, where their work doesn't achieve anything for them. And it In slavery, the objective is the objective of the master. But even that becomes perverted because the masters who have now billions and billions and billions of dollars in resources, well beyond anything purposeful in accumulating more wealth and power, unless they do have a purpose, which may bring them to me, and may be the dialectic whereby the perversion of the cult of Judah can be turned towards something productive and good and constructive and generative and creative and pleasurable and positive. But generally, this side, to me, work, there's creative work. And then there's destructive work. There's work that makes you more human and allows you to transcend the limits of humanity and become a bridge person. There's that sort of work. And there's a destructive, debilitating work, which is what defines most of the work on this planet, which is why I call it a perversion. There's dignity in work when it's allowed. When I chose tasks to do at the hostel, I worked very hard at them and achieved them, and it was satisfying to complete a task, totally independent of whether or not it was valued or monetized by the people I was working for. I was completing the task. It was satisfying. I was improving the hostel. I was making the world a better place. I was going to leave at a better place than when I arrived. And that's satisfying. That's what work should be. It should be productive and constructive and generative and creative and achieve ends. And the people who undertake that task, the work, should be respected and granted full dignity, the dignity of labor. But work has become a way to abuse power, to abuse people, to mistreat people, to disrespect people. And that's perversion. When work becomes slavery, when work loses all its purposeful action value, then it becomes a perversion. And that's the worst of what we call work today. And that sort of defines most work. It doesn't matter if it's intellectual work or manual work. It can be just as debilitating. And I wasn't allowed to actually work in the public service to the best of my ability. There was always this Marxist sort of envy and jealousy that, no, you're not allowed to actually do a better job than other people. You're not allowed to demonstrate a superior way of doing things. You're not allowed to achieve superior outcomes because that makes other people feel lesser. Yeah, that hurts other people's self-esteem by being a high achiever. So, there's so many ways in which what should be good, purposeful action, and be satisfying becomes what we call today work. And I'll get into more detail about that another time, I hope. I remember to.